Hello, Mr. Thomas, this whole world, my mama, the Oliver, Mr. David Neal is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Okay.
Good afternoon, sir. Would you state your full name and ABC number for record, please?
Amos Lee Campbell, 317-556.
Thank you, sir. Your 34 years on board of executive tenancy in reference to your community supervision application? I'm going to introduce your members that will be conducting your hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Gil Rittenhouse, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, the Honorable Lee Canonis. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. Also with us today in the room, we have the Honorable Mr. Grady from the Department of Corrections. They will also represent the parole office today.
Okay.
So, public hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
No.
It's the one you signed. It told you the hearing you're going to be today.
Yeah, I have that. This slipped.
Yes, okay. Anyway, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Would you hire an attorney or represent yourself today?
Yeah, just representing myself.
Okay. I'm going to swear you and Mr. Grady in at this time. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Well, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated.
Okay.
So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. Well, allegation number one is a violation of the condition of supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2501 North Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about October 29th, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Campbell, I'm going to find he was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision, and now he may have lapsed or about lapsed in criminal ways for a company.
Second.
Agree.
Second, or motion by myself, second by Mr. Canonis, and read by Dr. Wright in his written house. Okay, so we're going to look at phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Gray's going to give some background information, so stay there on the phone and I'll be right back to you, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Gray.
Mr. Campbell was released from DOC on September 19th of 2018. He was arrested on November 19th of 2018 by Phoenix PD. He has no new charges. He was turned back to DOC on November 19th of 2018. He has a CSED of May 10th of 2019 that reflects 21 abscondes. Current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2017, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior conviction, he has no prior convictions. One term with DOC, his CUIR score is a 2-2, mental health score is a 3, substance abuse score is a 2. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term of supervision. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, 1999, drive-by shooting, Arizona guilty. Other sanctions, 1999, aggravated assault, Arizona felony conviction, probation. Community risk score is a G3, V3.
Thanks, sir. So Mr. Campbell will go over some of the case supervision. You approved the anxiety of 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, and have your last known residence. When you left there, where did you go, sir?
I went down to another shelter down at Cass in Phoenix. But I was like staying outside of the cast.
Okay. Why didn't you go back to your assigned residence?
I thought about it, but I didn't for some reason.
Okay. So, did you have any employment at all?
Yes, I did have a job.
What were you doing?
Trenwood Company. It's a wood shop company. They do like furniture and stuff.
Okay, well, we see that name a lot, so don't let's be very willing to help inmates transition back into society.
Yes.
Okay, so the programming, we were assigned a task. Okay, on a bill number system, and told how to submit or get your instructions for submitting for testing. You did a sample on October 3rd, 2018, which was negative. So do you have any drug or alcohol problems, sir?
Well, before I got incarcerated, I did.
What kind of addiction?
I was using meth.
Meth?
Yes.
So when was the last time you used it?
I used it once, like before, right when I got out.
Oh, when you got out this time on community supervision?
Yes, sir.
Just the one time, now?
Just one time.
Okay. Yeah, you're out about 2 months, so that's not... I mean, it's not good that you relapsed at all, but it's good that you didn't continue down that path. Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow employees have any questions at this time. No questions? Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing.
Okay.
We'll be going into discussion and make a determination in a couple of minutes. But before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else that you think might be pertinent to our decision. And we just ask that you don't repeat the information we've already covered. So is there anything else you'd like to say to us, sir?
I'll just say if I have a chance to, you know, reinstate parole, I'll probably do a program at the last place I was living at. So the first time when I got out, I wasn't doing the program. I was self-paying. But they do have programs over there, and I was going to do that.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Before we go into discussion to make a determination, we'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think that we're addressing you, but we won't be. But we ask you to stay on the phone, just remain silent, and once we've made a decision, I'll get back to you, okay?
Okay, sir.
Board is now in discussion. Mr. Campbell seems like he's at a point in his life where he wants to make the decision to move forward without having a drug problem. He doesn't have much of a criminal history, which is a very good thing, and hopefully once he's done with this sentence, he can stay off the drugs and stay out of trouble. But with the abscond days and no good reason or no real reason of any sort to abscond, I don't see him as a good candidate for return to community, true community at this time. But I'm willing to listen to discussion from my fellow board members. Okay, based on all the information, warrant number 2018W3242, Mr. Campbell's testimony, and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Campbell as he was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal wages or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed by myself, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Campbell's about to write. Okay, so the board has voted to report the community supervision at this time. You are, according to the paperwork we have, you're scheduled to be released on May 10th of 2019, which is about 4 months away. At that time, unless you do something else that violates the law or something, you don't have any more responsibility to the Department of Corrections. You wouldn't have to worry about halfway house, or you can seek out some programming can help to get you back into society and keep you off of drugs. In the meantime, we suggest you try to get some there's some NAA type program in there, most of the others have that. Anything else you can get before you get out, make yourself a solid plan and be ready for release in May, okay?
Okay.
All right, this one's a hearing, and would you put the seal through back on the phone, please?